This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome to the first day of October 2020. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. This is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. You can hear us across the entire country, from Long Island all the way out to California and everywhere in between. I've got a couple of great guests coming your way in this hour before Wayne takes over at the top. We've got someone from the Heritage Foundation, and also my good pal Glenzel Macy will join me in just a couple minutes, the provost over at Bryant University. We got to start by talking about the debate. 73 million people watched the first debate between these two. How many turned it off, let's say, 45 minutes in? A lot of people have told me that they turned it off. They just couldn't do it anymore. And I think the collective IQ of America dropped 20 points. On Tuesday night, when President Donald Trump squared off against his Democrat challenger and former senator, former vice president, and current hair sniffer, Joe Biden. It all happened in Cleveland. Now, the debate designed to offer an intelligent discourse, was instead absurd and pathetic. Three grown men talking at the same time is simply an unwatchable television event. And all three hold some blame. Biden was the first one to interrupt Trump. Trump did it more. And Wallace lost control. He lost control early. He lost control often. And what I hope would be a vigorous exchange of ideas on topics that are wreaking havoc around the country, well, it devolved into unbearable mudslinging. And I think a lot of people turned it off. I mean, you know what it reminded me of? Two angry senior citizens sitting at the end, let's say, of a dive bar, sipping cheap bourbon, reminiscing about how great they were in high school. No, I was a better athlete than you. I dated the prettiest girls. I had the nicest car. That's what it felt like. Now, Donald Trump, if you're looking for a leader who is powerful, aggressive, self-confident, and President Trump, without question, is your choice. His personality may rub a large chunk of the nation the wrong way, but there is no question he commands the room. There is never a question when he's in the room who's in charge. He dismantled the former vice president when they talked about the nuts and bolts of the economy. That's a fact. He is way more trusted by the public than Biden when it comes to money, all things money. And undoubtedly, he was more versed on the conversations when they circled around the Supreme Court. Now, he took a rock-solid stance on the police. He demanded respect for our law enforcement across the country. And he also got the former vice president to distance himself from the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. So he did have a few moments where he scored some points. Now, Biden, on the other hand, his pros... Well, there was always a question, even for me. I got to be honest. I didn't think he was going to make it through this debate. I didn't think he could physically finish a 90-minute debate without needing some assistance. And although he looked frail and weak, he did manage to stumble across the finish line. Biden has a distinct advantage over Donald Trump in the fact that he's a polished professional politician. And he navigated Tuesday's debate with a certain level of skill that the current commander-in-chief lacks. I think he scored his highest mark with a line about COVID. He said, "You don't panic, he panicked." And I think people are very concerned with COVID. And the former vice president will benefit, I think. He'll get a little bounce because there is a public perception that he essentially spent 90 minutes going toe-to-toe with a bully and never got his nose bloody. Now, the cons for both are many. Trump played the part of a disrespectful bulldozer. I mean, it's impossible to imagine Trump convinced, I'm sorry, even one sort of middle-of-the-road voter to throw their allegiance behind the Republican Party on Tuesday night. I believe he should have went out there and been more Reagan-esque. Really went after Joe Biden, but did it, or do it in a way that is, I don't know if respectful is the right word, but not so aggressive. But that's, I know, that's not his personality, I understand that. But the biggest thing that bothered me about Trump on Tuesday night is when he was given this opportunity to really slam the basketball home. He was given, a cookie question. Everybody else on the right is complaining about this question. For me, I would have welcomed it. You know, and on national TV, again, in front of nearly 80 million people, I would have said, no, I am not a white supremacist. And if he does that after Wallace asked that question for the umpteenth time, I mean, I think he ends up winning the debate. I do. I think he wins right there. It's a mic drop moment. Former vice president, he's fragile, guys. He looks and acts like an old, old man. He struggles to remember what appears to be memorized talking points. And, you know, if you're a left-leaner here listening to me this morning, I mean, I know you probably have confidence in who he surrounds himself with. I don't. I do not trust the people he plans to put in his cabinet or around him. I am not a fan of AOC or Ilhan Omar or any of that crew. Sorry. And he was very dismissive on certain issues. And when Wallace directly asked the former senator whether he would be willing to pack the Supreme Court, I mean, Biden waffled and refused to take a stance on that issue, which tells me he plans to pack the Supreme Court. And he, you know, constantly looked muddled and confused, in particular on matters with numbers and finance. If you watch him, anytime he has to reference numbers, he either gets it backwards, he flip-flops it, or it's either a lot more or a lot less than he means. And it's not a joke. He's not doing it to be funny. None of that stuff. So I think Tuesday night did little to convince me that Joe Biden's cognitive skills are not in an absolute free fall. So in a conclusion, I guess, there are no winners on Tuesday night, really. Probably only losers. The American people are left in this dismal wake of debate failure. And we'll see what happens. I'm actually surprised, or will be surprised, if Biden moves forward with the next debate. Because I think Biden has a built-in excuse now. He could just say, you know, he's rude, he's crude, and I'm not doing it. And I think that would make his handlers and his supporters very, very happy. I would not bet against that right now. I would not bet against that. So, that was my assessment, I guess. That's my quick assessment of what happened on Tuesday night. I'm sure many of you disagree with that. I know a lot of the folks who are ardent Trump supporters are sort of going to take the stance that that was his plan. His plan was that's him. And I'm not saying, I got to make sure you get me right. I'm not saying that I would not have gone after Joe Biden. I just don't know if constantly interrupting Joe Biden is a smart move. Let Joe Biden hang himself. Right, give him the rope to hang himself, and I got a feeling he probably would on some of this stuff. See, when you peel away all the layers, I don't think there's anything at all to Joe Biden. I think he's a puppet. I think he was, or is, the Democrats' last hope or best hope to grab middle America, grab Joe Sixpack. That's why they went with him, right? That's why they went with him. He was dead and buried. Literally, as was Kamala Harris. She was dead and buried. They couldn't raise any money. They were losing in all the polls. They were losing states early on. And then all of a sudden, a 180 happened. And, you know, they went on a run. And he went on a run. And he got the nomination. It's a very peculiar run-up to this election. But I have no confidence in Joe Biden. None. And my guess is the majority of America feels the same way. They look at a frail, weak old man who was able to navigate his way through a debate, yes. And a lot of folks like me said he wasn't going to make it. Okay, I stand corrected. He made it. But I still look at him as a very frail, weak man. And, you know, you look at the two of them side by side, and it's no comparison. No comparison. And if you want somebody to control the presidency from behind the curtain, right? The Wizard of Oz. Well, okay, then you vote for Biden. If you want the Wizard of Oz, then Biden, I guess, is your guy. If you want somebody who's a strong leader, even if you don't like his personality, God, there's no question that of the two of them, Trump is the stronger leader. So I don't even know how anybody tries to shake it out any other way. And I get it. You hate, those of you out there who hate Trump, you hate Trump. But in good conscience, I don't know how you can bring yourself again to vote for a guy who cannot lead this country. You cannot think that Biden can go 4 years. I mean, he's in a worse spot right now than Reagan was at the very, very end. 47 years, by the way, he's been a political operative in the political game, and it's got nothing done. And what does that say? To me, it says a lot. Okay, I got to get to a break. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to sit in with you, and we talk about all kinds of different things for the first hour of the program. Then Wayne comes in. I do have some great guests coming up. A couple folks from the Heritage Foundation will join me, and my very good friend, Glenzel Macy. He is the smartest guy I know, and if you're sitting in your car thinking to yourself, man, I got to go to the store, or I can listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. I'm telling you. You'll be tuned in and locked in and glad you did, because Glenzel Macy, Provost Bryant University, a constitutional scholar, is joining me next. Keep it right here. It's the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wade Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Very special guest joining me right now. Always an honor and a pleasure to get him to come on. Very busy guy. But we tracked him down with a lot to talk about. An acclaimed international law and national security expert. He is former Coast Guard captain and now provost over at Bryant University, my good friend Glenn Silmacy. Glenn, thanks for coming on today.
Great to be on, Lee. There's no doubt it's a lot to talk about. It's a fascinating time in U.S. history and certainly the most consequential election of our time.
Now, one of the things that you can put as far as a feather in your hat is part of the Federal Society, right? You're a member.
Yep, I am.
And so is Amy Coney Barrett, isn't she?
I would like to call her, if you've noticed lately, ACB. the RPG, RBG, and now ACB. She's outstanding. I've been a member of the Federal Society since 1996, and she's a strong member of the Federal Society, which is really just a group that supports the original meaning or as it is written in the Constitution or as a law is written. The idea is not to substitute the preferences, the personal preference of judges or justices for that of the people. And the primary view of me has always been, and those that have listened to me for years now will hear the essence is that you do not want nine Harvard and Yale educated elitists making decisions for the country. They're life tenured, no accountability, and they're making decisions on issues that affect the day-to-day life. There's a reason why the founding fathers had have judges, and it's Article 3 of the Constitution. Article 1 is primary as our legislator, the closest to the people. Article 2 is our executive branch, the presidency, elected by the people every 4 years. And the life-tenured, unaccountable justice is one of the areas we're most concerned about, where tyranny can take place. You know what? Justice Scalia, whom you know I knew quite well, Lee, would say that you want to avert or avoid the mullahs of the West, which is what you can easily become if you're a justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. And we have to make people ensure decisions that should be made properly by the people are made by the people and not by unelected, unaccountable Harvard and Yale graduates. Say ACB is a great choice, though, Lee. There's no ifs, ands, or buts that she was a perfect choice. And I think most people should be happy. I mean, did you hear her remarks in the Rose Garden when she was nominated by the president formally?
Absolutely.
It's just tremendous. I mean, she did what I believe most. We are so divided in our country. We need someone like her to remind us that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was best friends with Justice Scalia. They disagreed strongly, and she even mentioned this in her remarks, her acceptance of the nomination, that they disagreed so strongly, but at the end of the day, they were best friends. They'd go to the opera together. They'd have dinner together. They vacationed together.
Right.
And what I'd say to you all, and you've heard me say this so many times, Lee, we are divided over things that we're allowing other people to divide the great American people, allowing the mainstream media and social media. Let's not listen to what Alec Baldwin thinks about politics. I don't think he has any degree in it. I don't think he has any background in it. Because you're a great actor, which he is, and a comedian, which he is, and someone I like very much, but I don't care what his politics are. Don't let him divide us. We have a person, we have people right now, someone that is eminently qualified to serve on the Supreme Court. Even Lawrence Tribe, liberal law professor from my beautiful play at Harvard, has said that she's eminently qualified to sit on the Supreme Court. If you don't agree with her, then vote for the next one, because there'll be someone will pass in the next election, during the next president's cycle. And it might be President Biden, or it might be after that, it might be someone else. But that's what the Constitution's written for, and she's eminently qualified. She should be confirmed as a person who is kind, intelligent, and a great family person. And someone, that's okay if someone has five children and adopts two children. I mean, I heard Rachel Maddow attacking her for adopting the two children from Haiti, questioning whether the legality of it. I mean, what have we become? Don't let them divide us. It's okay to have disagreements and not agree with her on some of her positions. It's okay to not agree with Justice Breyer on some of his positions. It's okay to not agree with Justice Kagan, but we're still Americans at the end of the day, and we move forward as a country. That's what we have different views on and different policies, and there's so much animosity towards each other. We've got to stop this now, and this is a great place to do it because she's eminently qualified. If you choose to vote for a different president in the next election, that's your prerogative to do that. Do it at the ballot box, not getting mad at each other. You just can disagree and still be friends at the end of the day, and that's the great lesson from Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Antonin Scalia, and I hope people start looking at that as what Amy Coney Barrett did specifically cite in her acceptance speech.
All right, Glenn, we're going to take a very quick time out. Glenn Solmacy is our guest. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now!
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
President Trump signed a bill extending current levels of government funding into the new fiscal year late Wednesday night, averting a partial government shutdown after allowing government funding to lapse briefly. The continuing resolution allows the government to keep functioning in the new fiscal year and keep the funds flowing until December 11th. Democrats and Republicans still working on a new coronavirus bill. So far, no deal has been reached. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. On USA Radio Network, flagship station, KVET, 790 AM. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how obsessed I am with health. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. 1 million bottles sold in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market on my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. V-T-H-E, powermall.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My very special guest, Provost over at Bryant University, member of the Federalist Society, my good friend, Captain Glenn Salmacy. Let me start with some of the senators, in particular the senator in Connecticut, Blumenthal, saying that he's going to refuse to meet with her. He'll show up just for the dog and pony show, essentially, but won't vote for her, et cetera, because he's disagreeing with sort of the whole format here. Let's start with the format. And with, you know, 30-something days until the election, do you think they should move forward with this nomination process? I do, but do you think they should?
No question. I think, I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was confirmed in 42 days. Justice White, Justice O'Connor, these are all people who have been confirmed within a 50-day window, which is essentially what hers would have been in the 40s, 42 days. And I think the issue is, you know, elections have consequences, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts that you have a Republican-controlled Senate and a president that's Republican. I would expect the same of the Democrats. If they had a Democrat-controlled Senate and a Democrat president, they would have moved forward as well. It's just a function of way our Constitution was drafted. The president has the ability to nominate. I don't fault Senator Blumenthal at all. That's his prerogative not to do that. He's a senator who disagrees with her, and he has every right to do that. He doesn't have to. Again, I'd rather that leave than someone be mean or, you know, cast aspersions upon her as being a mean person or a bad person or a, you know, not qualified. He just doesn't agree with her philosophy. He's going to vote against her. That's his prerogative to do so. So I think the idea of actually exercising your Article II powers under the Constitution to nominate the Supreme Court justices is, of course, he's still the president. He's not the president. He's the president until the transfer of power, really, in January. You can say as of November, but I think we all know very little chance the election will be decided. That we will not know who the president is on November 4th. So
that's going to be chaos, by the way. That's going to be awful.
I think it's going to be troublesome. I think anyone in America thinks that they're going to know on November 4th is probably naive or really silly, because I've been reading more, and you probably are talking about this every day, Lee. Mm. Several of the states that are doing early balloting, some of them, at least three in swing states, very critical states to the Electoral College, are not counting the ballots or reviewing them until Election Day. That's part of their law in their states, the individual states. That in of itself will cause problems. The amount of people that are mailing in ballots and they're just sitting there for the next month until the Election Day, they're going to just start going through those. Never mind the ones that have been counted have to go back and be looked at by the 200 or so lawyers that were hired by the Biden campaign to go through it. It's democracy's messy. I guess this is going to be an example of that, Leah. It's going to be we never intended it to be smooth and clean, as I used to say all the time. The trains don't run on time in the United States.
Right.
They run on time in China. And this is one of the examples that we have to kind of get ready and sit back and brace ourselves. We might go back to the old days. The inauguration used to be on March the 4th, I believe. We might have that this year, one way or the other, depending on how this all goes. I don't see this being even done the way Bush v. Gore was. And those of you listeners that are too young to remember, Bush v. Gore was, you know, an issue that paralyzed the country for the period, the month after the election. And I think this will go longer than that, and that'll be child's play compared to what we're going to deal with this time.
I want to come back. back to this, but I want to sort of touch on something that you had said about Senator Blumenthal and some other senators, too. You had mentioned that you thought, okay, well, if Blumenthal doesn't like some of her stances on some of the issues, he has every right to vote against her. See, I don't believe that's the job of a sitting United States senator. I think the job in that case to vet these people out is not to find out like whether or not they're pro-abortion or not. I always felt that their job in this setting is to say, okay, is this person qualified? The president has a right to nominate somebody. If they're not qualified for whatever reason, you know, whether it's a shady past or a problem with a transcript or something that has to do with their, you know, personal background, then you have a right, I think, to challenge that nominee. I don't think that you can decide because she may be anti-abortion not to vote for her.
Well, I think, obviously, Professor Tribe at Harvard Law School agrees with you. You know, he thinks she's qualified, and I think most the ABA will probably come out. It's very difficult for them to come out and not say she's qualified, because she's eminently qualified to serve on the court. But I do think there's an element that we can't chastise a sitting U.S. senator for disagreeing. Would I like all of them? I mean, I think for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a lot of senators disagreed with her philosophies considerably. She was the legal director for the ACLU. So there's a lot of Republican senators that voted for her that do look at it the way you do. But there's an argument to be made on either side, Lee. Your view is held by a lot of people that it should be just on the basis of qualification. It's the right of the president to nominate and the job of the Senate to just determine that if the person's qualified or not.
Right.
There are those that would say that's true to a large degree, but the impact on the country is so significant in this point that it'll become a quote unquote 6-3 majority for conservatives that they have every right to challenge it, or they have the right to challenge it because they don't agree that he shouldn't wait until after the results of the election to make the decision. I think you're correct when someone comes out and says, I'm worried about the way she might rule on the Affordable Care Act, so I'm going to vote against her. I saw Senator Coons saying that from Delaware. Strangely, I think that's, you know, now you're just guessing into the future on certain cases about where it would go. Are you using this process for a political process? Don't forget that we're mixed in this one. The great irony is this can go a couple of different ways. Is the idea of it being, being used for political purposes on both sides, meaning the Democrats are using this to a large degree to mobilize their base to say the Affordable Care Act is going to be struck down. You can't allow this. And that Trump is against the Affordable Care Act. And we don't really know what will happen, how the court will rule, as you've seen certainly with Justice Roberts. We often don't know. He was considered to be a conservative put on the court. He hasn't ruled in favor of a lot of decisions that way. But it's an interesting evolution to watch to see where it winds up, Lee.
We're talking to the great Glenn Slomacy, an acclaimed international law and national security expert, academic law, government service settings, provost at Bryant University. He's been coming on the show with me here for over a decade now, which is pretty amazing, and I always thank him for doing that because I know he's a very, very busy man. Peaceful transfer of power is in the news now, and a peaceful transfer of power. Now, do you envision the president surrounding the White House with a bunch of tanks, sitting in the basement eating Twinkies and you know, refusing to leave? That's not going to happen.
No, I think that all of us know that the hallmark of democracy is a peaceful transition of power. I think that both sides are just going to, the armies will be not what people envision, will be armies of lawyers. We have to just look at, and I would caution or remind your listeners just to look at the Bush v. Gore litigation, and a lot of us have forgotten. I mean, I remember being at the inaugural for President Bush. Right in the streets, there were protesters saying he wasn't legitimate. It was an illegitimate presidency that he had won, if you remember, it was 537 votes, electoral votes in Florida. That was the key that ensured he was the president of the United States. That's how close that was. 537 votes in the state of Florida decided the presidency of the United States. And I think, you know, when you think about how this will go, it'll be surrounded not by tanks, Lee, but by lawyers. And I think both sides will be surrounded by very capable, aggressive election lawyers and litigators and lawyers, and we'll see this played out for a while. I hope it's not the case. I hope there's one decisive winner one way or the other, but I just don't know how that's possible to say that we would know in a day. And I hope I'm wrong that we know before Hanukkah and Christmas, but I can't guarantee that.
That's what you're going to have.
So we're in chaos now across the country.
required to be decided before the inaugural on January 20th. But I think there's, you know, the both sides would be having to pick their cabinet and picking who their chief of staff is and who's filling, you know, what positions. In this case, you know, I guess President Trump wouldn't have to do that. But if Vice President Biden thought he was now the president, he would be filling out that cabinet. It would be very messy. And to some degree, I know this sounds crazy to people. Political junkies love stuff like this, like myself. If you don't get too uptight about it and don't get upset, look at it as being fascinating. We've come to this point. I mean, I'm not sure how we are still not able to do ballots without corruption, but it seems like it's getting more corrupt. Our balloting process is potentially more corrupt than it's ever been. And it seems there's easy ways to fix it, but no one wants to do that. It's very, very fascinating thing.
Glenn, what can I say? It goes too quickly. I can't thank you enough, my good buddy Glenn Solmacy, Provost, Bryant University, academic scholar, constitutional law expert. But I am out of time. I got to run. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Not all face masks offer the same protection. And if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection. And that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer Ricky Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
A sponsor of this segment of the show is the MAGA Mall. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at great prices, go to themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Ron Solomon owns MAGA Mall, great friend of mine. Anything you buy is guaranteed. And you know, because Wayne Root will put my foot on his neck. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10, and you get 10% off the already low prices. Remember to get the quality MAGA products you want, the quality Trump products you want, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, T-H-E, magamall.com.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, of course, filling in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I get the first hour from our pals over at the Heritage Foundation. We're joined by a legal expert, Thomas Gipping. Did I say that right, Gipping? That's correct?
You did. Just think of what lawyers do.
I was going to say, you must have to really overtip. When you to make sure
I've gotten over it by now.
All right, well, listen, you're here to talk to us today, and I thank you for coming on talk about the SCOTUS pick and get your expert opinion on this. A good choice by the president?
I'm not sure he could have made a better choice. He has 44 names on his quote short list. It's not so short anymore, but that list contains many, many highly qualified people who truly understand the proper role judges are supposed to have. But I think first among them, Amy Coney Barrett, is not only qualified by legal experience, but she really is committed to the role, the job description that judges in our system are supposed to have, and that's what we need on the Supreme Court.
All right, so how are they going to attack her? How is the left and the Democrats going to attack her?
Well, what I think Americans would want to hear is the case why judges should actually control the Constitution, because that's what the left thinks. They should be honest and say, look, we want judges who will be political campaigners and deliver the political goods and manipulate the Constitution to get it. That's the debate we should have. But that case is impossible to make. So with someone who is so well qualified and is so committed to the way our judicial system was designed to operate, there's not much left except one kind of bizarre predictions of what they claim Judge Barrett's addition to the Supreme Court will produce. They'll say it's kind of the sky is falling approach. They'll say the Affordable Care Act will disappear, abortion rights will be gone, you know, all that kind of thing. Or, number two, it'll be personal attacks. We've already seen that when she was appointed to the Court of Appeals in 2017. Democrats went after her religious faith. Dianne Feinstein said, "The dogma lives loudly in you," one of the weirdest things I've ever heard a senator say.
Right.
And the suggestion is that somehow you can't be a fair and impartial judge if you're committed to your religious faith. Or they've actually suggested that the Barrett's adoption of two children from Haiti was somehow nefarious in some way, and this kind of thing. So it's either false predictions or personal attacks.
Yeah, you saved two people from a dismal life in Haiti, and somehow that's become a beard for your overt racism. It's insanity to me.
Well, and I have no idea what it has to do with the qualifications for being a judge. And I say that as someone who has three nieces and nephews adopted from overseas. It's ugly. It's disgusting, but it's also irrelevant. If you oppose Amy Coney Barrett's nomination, you ought to argue the merits and see if you can convince people, and they won't be able to.
Well, that's what I wanted to. I wanted to ask you this question before we run out of time, and that is, I've always thought that in this kind of a setting, it's the job of the sitting senators to get the qualifications of the potential Supreme Court justice, not how they voted in the past. That's really not up to the senators, in my mind. I mean, I know some people disagree with me, but if you're a sitting senator, you shouldn't be asking as to whether or not, you know, or what her position is on abortion. You should be trying to vet her on whether, or him, on whether or not they are skilled enough and have enough experience to have that job. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, the Constitution gives the power to appoint judges to the president, not to the Senate.
Exactly.
The Senate is a check on the president's power. The founders said that would be a way of making sure that, you know, crooks and people who are not qualified are not appointed. But once you've evaluated the qualifications, assured that they have a basically correct understanding of what their job is going to be, it's the president's authority to appoint.
Right.
And the Senate shouldn't be trying to take that away from it.
Thank you for saying that. What's the sort of the game plan here moving forward? What's the schedule? Do you know when this begins and how long you expect it to last?
Sure. She's making visits to individual senators over a couple of weeks, and then October 12, the hearing starts in the Judiciary Committee. I worked on the Judiciary Committee for 15 years, over five different Supreme Court nominations, and this hearing is exactly the same structure, exactly the same schedule that's been used before. I suspect the committee itself will vote on the nomination the following week, and the Senate will vote probably the week of October 26th. So I expect she will be confirmed before Election Day.
All right. Thomas Chipping is his name again. Heritage Foundation is where we grab him from. We have a lot of friends over there at the Heritage Foundation. We got to run, though, my friend. We're out of time. Wayne Allen Root is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.